I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe we've had the roll call done. You want to make a motion to approve the minutes, Ms. Hawkins?
Yes, I make a motion that we approve the previous minutes.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Second on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. We have a speaker. Is Ron Jetta here to speak? Okay, he is not present. Correspondence?
Chairman, we have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding the road closures in the Alton for the annual River Road Run. We have a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency on the permit to manage waste. We have the monthly reports of the coroner, the population report from the sheriff's office, the treasurer's monthly investment report. That's all.
Okay, anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. The first thing I want to do is we have the Sons of the American Revolution. Did I say that correct?
That's correct.
Mr. Laurie Schwartz, I'm going to give you the floor, and you're going to explain what we're doing here today. But we're going to be recognizing one of our deputies, which I think is a really good thing to do.
Your deputies, and okay. There's a couple of other people who I have not seen, the Mitchell Fire Department and the person who was saved. We're the sons of the American Revolution. We're descended from those brave men and women who were totally upset with England. And if you've read the Declaration of Independence, you know what the problems were. They were taxing them too much. They were putting too many restrictions on them, and they had absolutely no representation in Parliament at all. So they were like stepchildren out there on their own. And they had had enough. The Declaration of Independence, for all practical purposes, was a declaration of war. And here was a bunch of basically amateurs against one of the better armies in the world. But the colonists had one thing in their favor. They were fighting for their life, and they wanted freedom. And that's what they gave us. You got to remember that freedom is not free. If you want freedom, you got to fight for it, and you got to go out there and get it. And that's what they did. Now, we honor our Revolutionary War ancestors by honoring other people. A couple weeks ago in the courthouse, we honored people who fly the flag. We did the south half of Madison County. Next year, we'll do the north half. On Flag Day, we own the flag of every state in the Union, plus about 20 additional flags that are important flags in the history of the United States. A year ago, I was here, and I told you about George Rogers Clark. He had a battalion flag. And that's one of the flags that we own. And we honor the flag by flying them. We also honor high school seniors. We give them a good citizenship award. And every year, I'm utterly amazed at what these young people have accomplished in their short lives. Academically, they're excellent. And they're active in sports and other clubs and associations. They're active in the Y, the Boy Scouts. And these young people, ultimately, in the future, will be the leaders of this country. They're that involved. We honor every scout that receives an Eagle Scout. And we do a couple of other things. Yeah, we also give awards for history teachers, but we're honoring people who have done something special. This is a headline from one of the papers firefighter recalls tense water rescue moments. I thought for sure we had lost him, rescuer says, watching as the water was rising up. The gentleman who was rescued was driving, he was a professor at the university, and his car wound up in a ditch, and he was about 15 foot down. Now, there were people standing there looking down at it, but they weren't doing anything. And our first hero, Steve Flemmer, over here in a volunteer fireman's uniform from Glen Carbon, he came by. He didn't stand and look. He went down, and he started to help this gentleman. But he couldn't do it all by himself. But there was a lady on a bicycle who played an important role, and she chose not to be honored. She didn't think she did anything. But her phone call brought two sheriff's deputies and brought three Mitchell firemen. And each one of them played an important role. Now, the water was rising, and Steve was trying to hold his head up out of the water. But finally, it rose up, and he couldn't keep it over his... It was over his head. Now, he's upside down. And he couldn't get the seatbelt off, and he tried to cut it with a knife, and somebody finally gave him a good knife, and he was able to cut it. Then they had a problem. They couldn't get him out through the front door because his feet were underneath the dashboard. So the Mitchell firemen who had arrived, and they had some kind of a special jack that they could put down and rise it up, but guys were holding that, trying to hold a car up so his head would be out of water. And then they cut off the back door with the equipment that they had, and then they were able to pull him out that way. And somebody else, I don't have any idea, somebody called and an air ambulance arrived and took the gentleman to St. Louis University's hospital, and he's alive and well. And I was hoping that he would be here today because when our president, Jim DeGroff, reads off the people's names who are getting the certificates, I wanted him to give it to them. And that way he could say, hey, thank you for saving my life. Now I'll turn it over to Jim DeGroff, president. And I brought one other soldier along in case some of you get hostile.
You're being protected. Thank you, Lloyd. I also wanted to mention that one of the things that we do is help people join our band of married men. And if you have any thoughts at all about your ancestors being in the revolution during that time period or supporting the revolution in any way, we are more than happy to help you. I will actually do the application for you. All you got to do is tell me how to get back all the way through your lineage to that ancestor, and we can help you do that. So if you're interested, please contact me. Now, without further ado, Ronnie, why don't you come up here and help me too? Stephen Flemmer?
Yes, sir.
Yep, you're right here. This is a medal for heroism from the Sons of the American Revolution in recognition of outstanding bravery and self-sacrifice in the face of imminent danger, thus exemplifying the high ideals and principles which motivated and sustained our patriot ancestors.
Thank you.
Incidentally, his brother, who is here in the audience, is Madison County's newest judge, Ron Flint.
Timothy Lawrence. I'm not going to read this every single time, But ditto on the last gentleman. Thank you very much. Tony Copper. We should be the ones that are nervous. They're nervous about saving somebody's life. Brian? Brian Stakoff. Captain George Miller. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I just want to thank the Sons of the American Revolution for doing it and all the participants. Congratulations, and thank you for doing what you did. Appreciate it. Thank you. The first thing I like to do before I got some awards that we have to do to move on, but we don't get to do this very often, but we have a new county board member to put on the board today. And I've talked to the gentleman. He's I think he's going to be a fine person for our board, and his name is Brad Maxwell. And I'll try to give you some information about Brad Maxwell. He's 42, is a resident of Pin Oak Township. Mr. Maxwell is currently employed as an industrial security specialist for the Boeing Company. He has been employed by the Boeing Company since 2011. Mr. Maxwell retired from the United States Air Force in August 2011. He began his 20-year Air Force career in 1991 at Effie Warren Air Force Base in Cheyenne, Wyoming, where he served as an electromechanical maintenance team chief for Minuteman III missiles. Mr. Maxwell became a special agent for the Air Force Office of Special Investigations in 2003. He received his Federal Law Enforcement Training Center certificate in February 2003. As a special agent for the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, he was responsible for criminal fraud and counterintelligence operations on a global scale. Mr. Maxwell deployed to Iraq twice, from 2005 to 2006, and again in 2009. He was awarded the Bronze Star in March of 2010 for combat operations he oversaw in Kirkuk, I don't know if I pronounce it right or not, Iraq, during his 2009 deployment. He served as superintendent of the 14-member detachment of OSI agents at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, and retired out of Scott Air Force Base as the L Mobility Command Special Agent and Deputy Chief of Counterintelligence. Mr. Maxwell holds a Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice from Park University. He has been married to his wife, Mary Ellen Maria, since 2005 and has two children, Zane, age 5, and Lily, age 3. What I'd like for you to do now is Mr. Maxwell come down. We're going to give you the oath of office. First off, I need somebody to put his name and recommendation. Mr. Meyer, would you do that honor?
I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Tracy. On the question, all in favor by sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have a little technicality of an oath that you have to take. And is your family with you today? They can come down here also, please.
Maxwell.
Having been appointed to the office
of
a member of an
Madison County Board.
Of a member of the Madison County Board.
In said county, in the state of Illinois.
In said county, in the state of Illinois.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the state of Illinois.
The Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Madison County Board to the best of my ability.
Of the office of Madison County Board to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
This is my wife of 9 wonderful years and my oldest son, or my only son, but my oldest, Zane Maxwell, and my daughter, Lily Maxwell.
And Mr. Burris and Mr. Malone, you kind of watch them. I have a couple other awards to do real fast. First thing I'd like to do is have Jane Myers come down, the former county board member. Gene, if you would like to join us. And Gene said that she's got her presentation down to, what was it, 40 minutes? Only 40 minutes? And this is just...
Don't get me started. Okay.
This is for Gene Myers, her county board member, District 11 from 2002 to 2013. In appreciation of your commitment and dedicated service to the citizens of Madison County, my name, of course, is County Board Chairman, and Debbie Minnie Mendoza is County Clerk. I think Jean did a very terrific job on the Madison County Board. I think all of us will miss her. I've known Jean for many, many years from the Lions Club, even before you became a board member, and so we go way back. And I could tell you a little thing about Jean. If you had a function in Troy and you want that function to be ran correctly, you didn't go to Roger Aylins. I'm sorry, Roger. You went to Gene Myers. And Gene was a go-getter. And I'll tell you what, Lions Club, you know, she was, you know, things that she did, her husband John's here also taking pictures. But the thing she would do for Lions Club and that, I think she brought that to the county board. We did not always agree on everything, but it was always, you know, good meetings. And I think overall our county board has a lot to be a lot better off because of Jean Myers' service on this board for 11 years. I want to thank you for your service. We want to give you this plaque, and I'm going to give you one last opportunity to speak to the county board. By the way, she's going to be the economic development director for the city of Troy. Our loss is the city's gain because I think she'll do a tremendous job. So thank you. Okay, if you want, I'll hold that for you. I'm going to wrap it up.
It's rattling. I do get to say a few things,
yeah.
Right? The chairman's correct. You know, we, a long time ago, agreed that there were things we were going to disagree on. And that's okay. I want to thank all of you, all of the board members here. I've served with a lot of people. A lot of people have come and gone. But there has been such respect and professionalism among the county board members that it made it a joy. The most important thing to me, of course, as you all know, was my constituents. I really felt that that was my utmost responsibility, to be responsive to them, to be their voice. And I tried very, very hard to do that. It may have been a small issue, like someone's chickens digging out their neighbor's flowers, to very serious things. And, you know, working with them, they became my friends. They'd always been neighbors, but they became my friends. And I cherish that. I want to thank the committee that I worked on. For the most part, you know, in my 11 years here, I was always on IT. Timothy, you're taking it in the right direction. Thank you for that. Planning and development, Matt, you are such a welcome addition. You know, the direction that you are taking that department, the diligence that is shown in serving our community is incredible. And that can be said of all of the departments within the county. They are there to serve, and they do it extremely well. I've told Brad, you know, you will learn who you need to talk to get things done. And it just happens. You know, there are people that take their responsibilities very seriously and provide really good service for our constituents. Other than that, I want to tell you that I'm having fun. I love my new job. I started 6 weeks ago, and it's great. I'm meeting a lot of new people, dealing with a lot of new challenges, but it feels good. So a tough decision to leave this board, but it has proven to be the right decision. And then, on a personal note, I want to thank you all for the support that you gave John and I. Went through some tough times. But, you know, Mark, I'd come in, and you'd put your hand on my arm, and you'd say, "How's it doing?" And I'll never forget that. You've been a great seatmate. So thank you all. Don't be strangers. I have an office right there on 162 in Troy, and you're all welcome. Thank you.
Gene didn't do it, but husband John, wave. Okay. We also have a certificate of achievement and recognition. Is Ben Lehman here? And I believe, Judy, this is your district, if you come down too. And do you have any family members or a scoutmaster who would like to come down also? And we have a thing here in the Sons of America Revolution, just kind of mentioned that too, and I should have mentioned to them that we had an Eagle Scout tonight. We do try to recommend Eagle Scouts as much as possible. But this, for the dedication commitment, this recognizes that Ben Lehman has successfully achieved the distinguished rank of Eagle Scout and congratulates him on his achievement. We have this as approved on the 20th day of November, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza. Would you like to make this a form of motion? We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor by sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We want to congratulate you. Now, what Judy did not tell you is that we want to know what your project was. And, you know, because when you do become an Eagle Scout, you have a project to do. So if you take a minute, let us know what you did.
Well, I built a veterans memorial out at our city park. What we did was we built the 12x12 patio with a bench and a 30-foot flagpole. We redid the whole area, and it was really nice. So, thank you.
Okay, well, this dad here, you know, he's an older Boy Scout.
Right.
Okay, we want to give this to you. We're going to have a picture taken real fast.
All right.
Can you imagine?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I was honored to be invited to a very, very impressive ceremony. Ben, on the day of the Veterans Parade in Highland, out at Highland Silver Lake, had they had a 21-gun salute. The place was completely packed. The mayor, state senator, this is also his father, who is also retired military. And maybe he could tell you a little more about it, but it was really an impressive ceremony. And the people in Highland really appreciate this troop and all they do. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, but I've always been told that I'm a helicopter pilot or a helicopter dad. So I like to hover around Ben. But I'm going to let Ben talk to you about a little bit more about his project and what he did.
All right.
Yeah, you do that.
I don't know how long we're supposed to speak for. Well,
20 minutes. That's a joke.
Well, what happened was I realized that the only memorial in Highland was our a tree forest. And what it was an old sign that hadn't been touched since probably the 1980s. And this was the only memorial that we had in Highland, and I thought this was pretty terrible, actually. So I took down the entire area, removed the sign and the overgrown weeds, and we took down 5 dead trees, fully grown spruce trees. After that, we laid out concrete areas, and we built a patio and included the bench. The bench was is engraved with the 5 military symbols. Then we built an ADA parking lot for the handicapped and included sidewalk pathways throughout the area, and installed a 30-foot flagpole, and we put that up in the back. We redid the sign, an entire new sign that shows the rededication of the tree forest. And I was really proud of the accomplishment I did for the project, but the project isn't my project. It's a memorial for our veterans who deserve the utmost respect, because they, without them, we probably wouldn't be here today without our nation. And so thank you very much.
Another one for you. Is there anyone here from the church in Sacred Heart Church in Livingston? If you can come on down, please. And if I can have Bill Maher and Kelly Tracy join me, please.
I'm trying.
This is a Mass County Board of Mass County, Illinois resolution honoring the Sacred Heart Church in Livingston for its 100th anniversary. Whereas the Sacred Heart Catholic Church has been a vital part of the community of Livingston, Illinois since 1913, providing service in its parishioners, and whereas the church provides the opportunity to experience the presence of God through worship and prayer, and whereas Sacred Heart Church is now proudly celebrating its 100th anniversary with praise and thanksgiving for the many blessings it has received, now therefore be it resolved that the Mass County Board that it is congratulates Father George, I'm going to mess it up, Rodosovich, and his parishioners, and recognizes the Sacred Heart Church for its 100th anniversary, adopted this 20th day of November 2013. It's got myself as County Board Chairman, Debbie Ming Medolda, as County Clerk. You want to put that in the form of a motion?
Please.
Second?
Second.
Second. We have a motion and second. All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We want to congratulate you on the 100th anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to say anything?
No.
Okay, go say anything. Do you have any special events you want to make it sure anybody knows about or something? Or?
No, we pretty much celebrated it with a mass on November 3rd with the bishop and stuff.
Okay, so, good.
And a dinner.
Okay, sounds good.
Very good.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a good day now. Oh, we have some other appointments. I'm going to have you do those.
Chairman, we have the Alhambra Fire Protection District. Tim Duffin is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Robert Hosto, who has resigned. The Metro East Sanitary District, William D. Hanfelder is recommended for reappointment to a new 5-year term. The Madison County Park and Recreation Grant Commission, Kelly Tracy is recommended for reappointment to a new 3-year term.
Hope we can get the votes for that last one. Can I have a motion, please? We have a motion. Is there a second? Okay, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Go ahead and take that off. Anything else?
No, sir.
First thing we do is Finance and Government Operations Committee. Mr. Minner.
The Finance and Government Operations Committee have 11 items for your consideration this evening, and we will skip 7, 8, and 9 and bring them in separately. We have summary report of claims and transfers for year 2013 immediate emergency appropriation, 2013 child protection data courts grant, for year 2013 immediate emergency appropriation, 2013 BJA enhanced drug court treatment program. For year 2013, immediate emergency appropriation, 2013 SAMSHA, Enhanced Drug Court Treatment Program. for year 2013, immediate emergency appropriation, 2013 Health Department 2 tobacco-free program, for year 2013, immediate emergency appropriation, 2013 various funds. Number 10 is a resolution authorizing execution of contract for direct cost allocation plans, and a resolution authorizing us to use of appellate prosecutor service. This is signed by all members of the Finance Committee, and I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We got the second?
Yes.
We got the second by Mr. Holliday on a question. Roll call. It takes a little while to get used to that. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
Yes, sir. We have 7, 8, and 9, which is for year 2014 budget summary, for year 2014 real estate tax levy ordinance, for year 2014 replacement tax allocation. And if I may, I'd like to say one thing. This budget this year is less than 2%. This is the third year in a row that we've done this. We used to shoot for 4 in my first days on the committee, and I think this is due to the cuts that have been made to reduce spending by the countywide officials and also the appointed department heads. So I would these are signed by all members of the committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
On the Mr. Holliday, second on the question. Ms. Campoli, yes.
Yes, sir.
Speak to the mic, please.
That's right. I have a question. When it comes to the 2013 budget on the IMRF, there was $9.4 million. In the 2014 budget, there's $5.4 million. I'm just curious where the money. What's the difference? And the next question.
Let's answer that one first.
The difference is we paid down the IMRF liability at the end of the last year, beginning of this budget year. It was a $4 million payment to IMRF as a one-time payment.
And the second question is we gave 2% raises, I understand that. On the Social Security, the amount remains the same at $3 million. How come it stays the same and doesn't change since we did a 2% increase?
We for the last couple years, the payroll for the county has actually gone down. So while we have the budget set at the same amount, we don't spend that much every year. We spend what we have to pay to them, but it hasn't been increasing because we have a lower payroll is the quick answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
Not a thing. Thank
okay.
you.
Grants Committee, Mr. Ballone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. Would you like me to bring in C and D?
Yes, please.
Under C, the Grants Committee has one resolution, a resolution authorizing the case management contract for the Madison County Transitional Housing Program. And under D, we have a resolution awarding bids for weatherization HVAC contractor. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Ballone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Health Department's Committee. Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the activity report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that.
I also would like to add that it's not too late to get your flu shot, so I encourage you getting your flu shot.
Thank you. Information's Technology Committee, Transportation Committee, and Finance Government Operations Committee, Ms. Garman. And by the way, before you start, the committee assignments, Mr. Maxwell, we're going to be reviewing the committee assignments. I have a couple of board members have asked me for different committees, and we will probably be doing that at next meeting. But I haven't done this in form of a motion, but I do have plans of making Ms. Gorman the chairman of the Information Systems Committee. So this is your first time, but that's going to be all voted on next month.
All right, Chairman, fellow board members, the Information Technology Committee, Transportation Committee, and Finance and Government Operations Committee have one resolution for your consideration. The resolution is to purchase one Trimble R10 survey-grade GPS unit and accessories for the Madison County Information Technology and Highway Departments, and we move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Is there somebody? Nobody seconded on the machine yet?
Got it.
Yeah. Got it. On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Gorman?
No, thank you.
Thank you. We go to the Judiciary Committee, Public Safety Committee, and Finance Government Operations Committee, Mr. Brazier.
Here. Chairman, fellow board members. Judiciary Committee has one resolution. It's a resolution to award contract for two new model year 2014 Dodge Caravan, Grand Caravan vans, replacement vehicles for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and I move for its approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second. On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Brazier? I think that's fine. Okay. Planning Development Committee, Mr. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning and Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Finding of fact and recommendations, resolutions, and a refund resolution on Z130051. I so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Masson. On question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee will have to submit its report for licenses, and I ask it to be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you. Real Estate Tax Act Committee, Mr. Tricano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has property trustee resolution, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
On the question, roll call.
Hey, Bill, which one is that you want to vote on?
L1.
L1, okay. Okay, gotcha. Mr. Maher, that's my fault because I was asking him a question. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
All I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Transportation Committee. Mr. Simonism, if you could bring in just K, and we're going to bring in L separately, please.
Correct.
Okay?
The Transportation, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has 8 resolutions for your approval this evening. They are all listed in your packet, the first one being a resolution providing the participation in the comprehensive transportation planning under the Southwestern Illinois Planning Commission. Number 2 is a resolution naming and renaming streets and private roads in the unincorporated Madison County. 3 is an agreement for professional engineering seminary road over the tributary to Honey Branch. Number four is request permission to advertise for bids and receive bids in various materials for the 2014 motor fuel tax county maintenance program season. Five is a request permission to advertise for sealed bids and to receive bids on various materials for 2014 motor fuel tax road district maintenance season. And number six is a county maintenance resolution for 2014 motor fuel tax. Number seven is a final resolution payment on Petrie Bridge on West Kirsch Road, Jarvis Township. And number eight is a request for a speed study on various roads in Madison County. Been approved by all members of the Transportation Committee, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We got a second by Mr. Burris on a question. Roll call. He's working on it. Maybe aim for this right down here, Joe.
No.
We got it. You did get it.
If that doesn't control it.
Oh. I can't get it anymore than
that. He's going to try to get it fixed here real fast. We could register his vote, can we not? Okay.
They've been us.
Been working till now.
Anything for you, Bill.
Okay. We'll register.
Before we.
Okay. Can we open that up and know how they upload it?
No. I don't think that'll work.
Okay.
Does that make the resolution? I'll vote yes.
Yeah, motion carried. Mr. Simonson, if you want to bring in L1, please.
We have L is a resolution to purchase one new Caterpillar model 305-5E mini excavator with accessories for the Madison County Highway Department. And it's been signed by five members of the committee, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Second. On a question, Mr. Meyer, would you like to speak to that?
I'm good. I'm just going to vote.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, roll call.
Is this good? No.
Your turn.
Yes.
Can't do anything.
All right, let's do the mind, Joe.
There you go. Got it. Got it.
You're welcome.
Art?
Art would do anything.
Art's not having problems.
I want a new battery.
Ah. Okay. See, Art, you shouldn't aggravate me, Art.
I think you hexed me, Joe.
Who was around?
This is really speeding things up.
Not bad.
It was working until Joe's went back.
Oh, my gosh. It must
I think he hexed me.
I'll just make him absent and we'll
okay.
Good. Thank you. No, I'm absent.
Mr. Astorian, how did you want to vote on that?
Aye.
Okay, he voted aye. So the motion did carry. Anything else, Mr. Simonism? Anything else?
No, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Okay, a new business, Mr. Walters?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I called Major Wells earlier this week. My daughter's decided she wants to go into law enforcement, so I was calling him to get some ideas of what classes she needed to take, and he spent a half an hour with me explaining, you know, the things that my wife or my daughter needed to do. So I just want to appreciate him taking the time and helping me out.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was approached again by the organizers of Wreaths Across America. So if you've checked your mailbox, that little memo comes from me. So they would appreciate any support any of the board members could give them. Thank you.
Anything else? Ms. Hawkins.
Yes. I wanted to wish all my fellow county board members and everyone else a very good Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for.
Appreciate it. And I neglected to mention that Mr. Dodd has an excused absence. It's his anniversary, and I thought he thought that was more important than coming to the meeting. I'm not sure why, but it is what it is. Entertain a motion to adjourn. We have a motion, a second. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.